Now, it's an industry that accounts for almost 2 billion euro in annual exports and supports around 40,000 jobs in the economy. Ireland's medical technology sector recorded export growth of around 7% last year. The sector is the focus of an Enterprise Ireland conference today. One of the companies participating is Galway-based CLS, Complete Laboratory Solutions, which is announcing an expansion today. Its founder and CEO, Evelyn O'Toole, is here now. Thanks for coming in to us, Evelyn. Before we take a look at the wider sector and your plans, you might tell us what CLS does.
Thanks, Brian. I'm the CEO of CLS, and we are a contract lab. We're in fact the largest privately owned contract lab in the country. We provide sampling and testing to the food, environmental, medical device and pharmaceutical industries. We also supply fully trained analysts and managed services into all of those client areas.
Now, you're expanding your operations, you're taking on more staff. Why are you doing this, and what kind of staff are you looking for?
So this is as a result of, again, the event on today, Made in Ireland, organised by Enterprise Ireland, is a big area for us, the medtech space, and that would account for almost 80 of the new jobs created out of our Galway-based plant, which is called CLS Med Pharma. We've also produced almost 20 jobs in Rathmook, in our headquarters where it all started, in environmental and food. The core discipline that we're inviting to apply for these new positions are microbiology graduates and also analytical graduates.
Are you solely Ireland-based or are some of your clients based abroad?
So we've got 12% overseas business. A lot of this would come from our development and skills in the whole pre-market studies area.
And in terms of the operations, I'm wondering, is there a Brexit dividend, perhaps, especially in terms of your plans for expansion?
So we see an upside on Brexit because, unfortunately, for UK-based companies, from Brexit onwards, they won't be able to release their products into the EU without coming through a non-UK testing house like ourselves. So yes, we're seeing probably over the last 2 years a significant level of inquiry, and that's converting.
So that's interesting. A lot of operations might have gone to the UK, a lot of sampling and testing would have been done in the UK, but that, I suppose, has to either remain in Ireland now or go into mainland Europe, which poses potential difficulties in terms of the transport.
There are logistics involved, or extension to the current logistics for the UK guys to make this successful, to get around it. But Ireland is a choice, and we're open for business. We're scalable. Obviously, we're an English-speaking country. We're very close proximity as well. So I think there's a good upside here.
We had our budget on Tuesday, of course. Any measures in there that might assist the medtech sector?
Nothing very obvious to me from a business perspective. I guess I was very disappointed that the entrepreneurial relief wasn't looked at. Carbon tax obviously was a positive for our long-term future for everything. I would say probably the government are very focused on Brexit for the whole country's security, and I appreciate that.
Evelyn O'Toole, CEO and founder of CLS, thanks indeed for coming into us this morning. I'll have more business news at 8:30. Now it's back to Gavin.